Then I can do it in three dimensions. And in three dimensions, then there's a three-dimensional array of points. So it looks like a simple cubic lattice of points. Now I'm in k-space, and the spacing, the allowed values of kx, ky, kz are the same ones as I had on the last slide for just kx. The wavelength has to match, there's periodic Planck conditions in all three directions, so the wavelength has to match to be an integer number of wavelengths in x and in y and in z. That's what this condition is. And if I want to know how many solutions there are in the same wavelength range, all the solutions with the same wavelength will be on a sphere in k-space, because they'll all have the same absolute value of k if they're on a certain sphere. So the long wavelength solutions are in the near the origin, and the shorter wavelength solutions are further away from the origin. And if you look at the states on a sphere, on the shell of a sphere, then they all have the same distance from the origin, so the absolute value of k is the same for all of those, and they will all have the same wavelength and energy and so forth. Although they're traveling in different directions, but they have the same energy.